coach is filmed before a studio audience.
All right, you guys, listen up. The practical jokes are over. I don't know what you were thinking, but to run the risk of losing a starting player for some dumb practical jokes about the stupidest thing I ever heard of. You do not, and I repeat, you do not put deep heat ointment in a guy's shorts before a game. I mean, any idiot knows that. How you feeling, Fred? Are you still burning, babe?
I was soaking in ice for about a half an hour. I'm a little numb, but I'm okay.
You want to sit down?
No, I'd rather not.
Fred, I want you to know I'm not going to let this go unpunished.
Well, what are you going to do to me?
I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm going to punish the team for this dumb joke. I may take some scholarships away. That's how serious I am. You know something? You guys like to pick on Fred because you know he won't fight back, and he won't fight back because he's smart.
Coach.
Just a minute, Fred. This young man has more maturity than all you bozos put together.
Coach.
Hang on now, Fred. You know what really irks me? Is that I have to spend this precious time before a game scolding you guys when I should be here pumping you up. Now, why don't we put all this energy into beating the Badgers instead of playing these stupid jokes on each other? Now, what do you say? Let me hear it. Are we a team?
Yeah!
Are we together?
Yeah!
Are these pranks gonna stop?
Yeah!
Let's go out there then!
Yeah!
Come on in.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Stuart.
Well, I can see you already got started.
Yeah, I thought I might as well get over with.
Dad, we don't have to do this today if you don't want to.
No. Come on, makes sense. You got to go up to Minneapolis, and Christine wants her stuff back. You might as well take it.
God, this is hard.
Stuart, I'm the one who got dumped. How come you're crying, huh?
I'm feeling for all of us.
Kelly, would you just put the toaster in the blender in a box? Stuart, hey, here you go, here.
Thank you.
So, what else is Christine's?
Well, the tea kettle, obviously, and the spice rack, and then these pots and pans.
Oh, God!
I think we're going to need a bigger box.
I got some more up in the attic.
Okay, Stuart, why don't you get them, okay? I'll start getting Christine's clothes out of the bedroom.
God, life is a bitter journey.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was going to be such a big deal.
Yeah, well, listen, if you're going to do this for her, would you just make sure and get all my stuff back from her place?
We will.
I mean everything, Kelly.
I promise.
Everything.
Hey, Sunday afternoon football on the big screen TV. I can't wait.
Yeah. What's all this stuff doing out? Oh, it's Christine's. Kelly and Stuart are taking it back to her. I don't want to talk about this stuff. Come on, I just want to watch football and think happy thoughts. Come on, somebody say something happy.
Looks like you're going to get some new neighbors.
What?
Yeah, the guy next door is selling his cabin.
We saw it for sale sign as we were pulling up.
Oh, man.
Do you ever get the feeling that there's nothing you can say that won't set him off?
Jeez, that's just great.
What's the matter?
Well, that's old man Neubauer's place. He's my favorite neighbor. Went to bed early, got up late, never had anybody over. I never had to talk to him. Geez, the best neighbor I ever had. Why's he selling his place? Geez, I hope he didn't die or something. Could be anybody buy that place, move in next door.
Maybe it won't sell.
What do you mean? It's a cabin right in the lake. It'll sell in a week. My luck, the Munsters will move in. My whole life will be ruined. Mr. Neubauer? No, still alive.
Hey, guys. Hey, could one of you help me carry Christine's clothes to the car?
Sorry. No.
Christine sure had a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. Well, we were together 4 years, Luther. You know, a lot of stuff accumulates in it. Oh, man, I hate this loot.
I know. I turn on the gate.
I don't feel like watching football. Anymore.
Come on. Football always cheers you up. Nothing else goes right today. At least you can watch the Vikings.
Stay tuned for exciting Vikings football coming up next.
God, what happened?
I pulled a wire loose from the attic. I hope it was nothing important.
In the morning, Lou. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I want to talk.
What do you want to talk about?
I can't sleep. I got excited.
Would it help if I hit you with a shovel?
You'll be happy when you hear what I have to say, Hayden. You remember how at the beginning of the season I almost bought the place I was renting, but I didn't because Bo Whitley got injured and I got scared? Yeah. Well, Bo's okay now. We're winning again, and I'm thinking about getting back into the housing market.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about buying old man Newbar's cabin. You know how you were saying...
I'm sorry.
You know how you were saying you were dreading having a neighbor? And I can certainly understand that. I mean, the last thing in the world anybody wants to have some jerk moving in next door. But if I was your neighbor, you wouldn't have a problem. Think about it. We could drive to work together every morning. We could drive home together in the evening. We could eat together. We could watch television together. Go fishing on the lake together. I mean, it is so perfect, it is scary. Hayden! I mean, we can have Thanksgiving together. We can have Christmas together. I mean, every... I'm sorry. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what to think, Luther.
Can you imagine you and me living right next door to each other? I mean, we could go barbecue every day together. We could... I mean, I can't think of anything we couldn't do together. I'm going to go over there first thing in the morning and talk to him. I don't want anybody to beat me to it. Hayden, this could work out perfect for both of us. I mean, I've always wanted to have my own place, and you don't want somebody living next door that's going to be bothering you all the time. How early do you think we could go over there? Not making a difference anyway. I get up at 5 o'clock. Then I go crazy trying to think of something to do before work. Of course, if I lived next door to you, I wouldn't have to go crazy. I'd come over here. Boy, the more I think about it, the better it sounds. How's the sound to you? What do you think?
Sounds fast, Luth. Just sounds fast. Well, real fast.
You know me. It takes me 20 or 30 years to make up my mind. But when I do it fast. Wait, Hayden.
Yeah.
It's not too much problem. Would you mind going over there with me? I mean, you know a lot more about property in this area than I do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, geez. Thanks a lot, neighbor.
We're not neighbors yet.
Yeah, but we will be. Hey, where's that flashlight you had around it? I just thought I'd go over there and poke around for a little bit, you know.
Yeah, well, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Don't worry. I won't wake him up. I'll be as quiet as mouse. It's okay. It's just me. What a place.
Be right out, just putting in my teeth.
Well, hey, this is the cabin of my dreams.
Do you have any idea what a cabin like this costs?
Well, not over $60,000, I hope.
That's all you got to spend is $60,000?
Yeah, why is that a problem?
Oh, doggone it.
What's the matter?
Oh, well, the dream is dead, buddy. A cabin like this is going to cost way more than $60,000. Man, and this was going to be such fun, too. Come on, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. Come on, let's go.
Well, good morning.
Oh, hi, Mr. Newbar. I'm afraid we're just wasting your time.
Oh, how's that?
Well, this place is a little out of our price range.
Are you a gay couple?
What?
Not that I care, mind you. I mean, if two people love each other...
We're not a gay couple. Couple at all.
If you are, you don't have to be ashamed to admit it.
Well, we're not.
Well, go on. So, who's the buyer?
He is. I'm Hayden Fox, your next-door neighbor.
Oh, the angry guy. Well, it's nice to finally meet you.
Well, thank you.
So how much are you asking for the place?
I listed it at $62,500.
You're only asking $62,500?
I'll take it.
What do you mean you'll take it?
Well, you said yourself it's a great price.
Luther, you said you only had $60,000 to spend.
Yeah, but it's such a great cabin, Hayden.
How do you know it's a great cabin?
I think it's a great cabin.
That's good enough for me. I'll take it.
No, wait a minute.
Would you just quit taking it? Luther, you don't know anything about this place. Look, when you buy a new car, you just don't look on the outside.
I do.
Well, that's nuts. You gotta check the whole thing out. For all you know, there could be a lot of things wrong with this place.
Oh, I think you'll find it's in pretty good shape.
I'll take it.
Stop taking it!
Well, if he loves it and you love him...
I'm gonna make this clear to you. We're friends, okay?
Okay.
Luther, as a friend, I am telling you, you're gonna spend a lot more money here than you can afford, okay? I mean, there could be a lot of things wrong... Mr. Newbar, no offense, but I noticed as we were coming up the porch that you got some dry rot.
Me, personally?
No, the wood.
What's that, dry rot?
It means that you might have to replace the porch.
So how much did that cost?
$2,000-$3,000, and then there's the roof. Heck, you know, this place is 20 years old. Roofs don't last forever.
How much would that cost?
Well, you're looking at another $10,000. How's your plumbing, Newbar?
They're talking about the cabin now, right? Haven't had a problem in 20 years.
Okay, there you go. See, I haven't replaced anything in 20 years. You're going to need new plumbing.
So how much will that cost?
Well, I think you're looking at another $5,000.
Hayden, that's over $80,000.
See? What have I been trying to tell you? That's more than you can afford. Now, come on, let's go.
Now, wait a minute. I'm a reasonable man. I never said the cabin was perfect. And I never said the price was carved in stone. I might be willing to come down a little bit.
Oh, yeah? Well, this guy's looking at over $20,000 in repairs. How much are you willing to come down?
How does $20,000 sound?
You'd sell me the cabin for $42,500. I'll take it.
No, wait a minute.
Sold.
No, not sold. Not sold. What are you doing? You're selling, he's buying. No one's even thinking here.
I don't have to, Hayden. You're thinking for me. The dream isn't dead, Hayden. The dream's alive.
I hope you two will be as happy as Ethel and I were here.
Matt.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Kelly.
Are you okay? You look kind of preoccupied.
No, I'm just thinking about a lot of stuff at once.
Anything you want to talk about?
Well, Luther's thinking about moving in next door to me.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, no offense to Luther. I love Luther. He's like an uncle to me, but... If he moves in next door to you, he'll drive you nuts, won't he?
Yeah, it's good old Uncle Luther.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to steer him away from it, but you know, Luther, his wheels are pretty much locked. I tell you, Kelly, I got a feeling, you know, if he moves in next door to me, this is going to ruin our friendship.
Well, can't you tell him that?
Not without hurting his feelings, and if I tell him, then... Get into a fight and ruin our friendship anyway. I mean, I already lost Christine. I don't want to lose Luther. And you'll be the only one I have left.
And Stuart.
Exactly. So you can see why Luther's so important, huh?
I still think you should tell him how you're feeling.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Hey, listen, how'd it go, Christine? Did you get all the stuff back to her?
Yeah.
Did you get my stuff?
Yeah.
Take to my cabin?
No, I've got it with me.
Where?
Here.
Jeez, this is all I left at Christine's in 4 years?
Apparently. Dad, I don't know what you and Christine broke up over. Well, I know it wasn't closet space. But considering how much stuff she had at your cabin and how this was all you had at her apartment, I was wondering if maybe the problem had something to do with different levels of commitment.
This certainly points out that there were different levels.
Listen, anytime you want to talk, I'm always here.
Thanks, Kelly.
better get back to class.
Okay, honey. Hayden?
Yeah, Liz.
Howdy, neighbor.
There's a cabin closed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure if I'm gonna be a cabin owner, I'll dress like one.
Hey, Luther, can we talk for a minute?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know exactly how to say this, but I've been doing a lot of thinking about you moving in next door, and I don't think it's a good idea, Luther.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you and I have been friends for a long time. I mean, there's nobody that I'm closer to than you, but... Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, does it worry you that if we were neighbors, that you know, we might grow tired of each other?
Hayden, I've known you for 20 years. If I go get tired of you, I've done it before now.
What about if I got tired of you?
Tired of me?
Yeah.
How could you ever get... Well, what are you saying, Hayden?
Well, Luther, I wouldn't hurt your feelings for anything in the world, but I don't want you living next door to me.
How come?
You're driving me crazy.
Now, how am I going to drive you crazy?
By doing all the stuff you said you were going to do, you know, by coming over every morning, coming over every night, coming over every afternoon. You'd just be coming over all the time.
Hey, when I said I was going to live next door, I didn't mean I was all be coming over all the time.
You said you're going to be over for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, to watch TV. You're going to mow the lawn, you're going to shovel the driveway.
Well, sure, I'd visit.
Luther, I don't want you buying a cabin.
But I want to buy the cabin.
Well, you can't.
What do you mean I can't?
Luther, I forbid you to buy the cabin.
Well, what do you mean you forbid? What gives you the right? You can't tell. I'm buying the cabin.
What? No, you're
not. In case you haven't read the paper this morning, this is America. And in America, we have freedom of living. That means I can buy a cabin anywhere I want to, and that means next door to Hayden Fox.
Well, you're not buying that cabin.
Well, I don't know how you're going to stop me, because I'm going there right now.
Luther, I forbid you to leave this room.
What do you mean you forbid? You can't tell me what gives you the... I'm leaving this room.
Well, you're not buying that cabin.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, not if I get there first. Man, this is madness. We're behaving like children. Come here. Let's go sit down on a couch. Let's talk about this rationally and sanely, all right? Okay?
Okay.
Put your teeth in and open up.
Come on in. Oh, it's you.
Mr. Newbar, you have to sell me the cabin.
Well, I'm gonna. I got the papers already.
No, 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 no. I mean, you got to sell it to me and not to Luther. Hey, come on. I'll give you $45,000 for it.
Stop. Don't listen to him. It's my cabin and I want it.
No, I don't want him living next door to me.
Well, I'm gonna live next door to you whether you like it or not.
Some things happen.
Look, Mr. Newbar. I offered you $45,000. Now, we got a deal?
You're trying to buy this away from me?
No, I am trying to save our friendship.
Well, you're not gonna do it. I don't care what you say or how high you go. I've been saving money all my life. I'll give you $45,500.
I'll give you $50,000.
$50,000? You're gonna give... I'll give you $50,500.
I'll give you $60,000.
$60,000? You're gonna get... I'll give you $60,500.
Luther, come on, come on. There's no way you can outbid me on this cabin.
Oh, just watch me. I'll go higher no matter how high you go. I'll go higher than that.
I'll give you $100,000.
$100,000? I'll give you $100,000. You know I can't go that high.
Good.
Okay. Okay, Hayden, fine. You don't want me around anymore, I won't be around. I won't be your neighbor, I won't be your friend, I won't be your assistant coach. I quit.
Oh, come on, Luther. You're not going to quit, and you know it.
You can't tell me I'm not going to quit. Who do you think you watch? I'm quitting.
Now, wait a minute. Gentlemen, I don't know what's happened to cause this little spat between you two, but let me tell you. 20 years ago, Ethel and I built this place out of love, out of affection, out of pine. And it's always been a happy place. I want whatever couple buys this to be as happy here as Ethel and I were. I thought that was going to be you two. But if it's going to come between you, I'm not selling it to either one of you.
Wait a minute, that's not fair.
Well, isn't your friendship more important than a cabin?
That's what I've been trying to tell him. I mean, this man means more to me than any man I've ever known. As a friend.
Well, a friend will let me buy this cabin.
No, Luther. A friend would be honest enough to tell you people got to have time for themselves.
He has a point. No two people could have been closer than Ethel and I. And yet, every Tuesday night, she went off to her sewing club, and every Thursday night, I went bowling. It was not much time apart, but I think it kept us from murdering each other.
You hear what he's saying there, Luther?
Yeah, I hear him. I don't think it's the same thing. I mean, you're not Mr. Newbar, and I'm not Ethel.
Oh, man, I give up. Hey, Luther, if the place means that much to you, then buy the cabin.
Really?
Yeah. I'll sell mine.
What do you mean?
I mean that I got a gut feeling that if you move in next door to me, it's going to ruin our friendship. I've already lost one relationship. I don't want to lose another one. I'll move.
But you love that cabin.
I think he's saying he loves you more.
That's what I'm saying, but not the way he means it.
See, I didn't realize you felt that strongly. I care as much about this friendship as you do. I wouldn't be happy living here if you weren't next door.
Does that mean you're not going to buy the cabin?
I guess not. Heck, there's 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. You can have this one.
Now that's better.
And you know, I just had another thought. Why don't you and me go in town and have lunch?
Great. I'll buy.
That was the thought.
You know, there's a little cafe where Ethel and I used to go after a tiff. It's very small, very quiet. Very romantic.
Newbar, I'm going to say this for the last time, okay? He's a guy and I'm a guy. He loves me and I love him. Okay? And just because two guys love each other, that doesn't mean that... What's the name of the place?